temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You may recognize this music. This is the song that brings in Bechtold's Breakdown.
But before, go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
What happened?
No. I was going to ask you a question, but I forgot.
Please, no. Ask.
This is please.
No,
this is perfect. Baseball.
No,
this
please.
This is his.
No, we'll give it to him in a moment. I'm curious now.
Well, I actually had a few people text me. They want to know, did you end up showering after your golf round yesterday?
This is unbelievable. Had a wonderful time golfing with Dan Zangrilli yesterday. He invited me. He's in a exchange program with the clubs. I don't know. We were over at Diamond Run. Awesome place. But I told you early in the day that he texted me, hey, I got locker, shower facility if you need him. I said, I don't. And then this became a big topic yesterday was
right.
He's implying that I should take a shower before I go to dinner at the club. Nobody does that. I heard Pompeiani called in yesterday to Pony and said Starkey should shower before he goes to dinner there. I've been with Bob at that club twice. We went straight from our round with a member of the club, Jim Fish, just to go eat. And here's the great irony. Here's the great irony to this. We finish our round, Paul.
Right.
Zangrilli and I go to the dining room. I know enough to take my hat off. He didn't take his hat off. You're supposed to in the dining room. I pointed this out to our server. I said, look at this. Look over here. He's got a hat on. Is he in trouble? She said, I'm not going to say anything, but the general manager might.
Mm.
So after all of this, after him implying that I should shower up before dinner, he broke the rules of the club by wearing a hat. Then get this. He made his food order, then left and took a shower and came back.
That is absurd.
It was unbelievable.
So you just basically didn't shower, right?
No, I did what everyone else
did. And
there
I bet
did.
You most everybody else didn't shower either.
Nobody. Right? We asked
except
around.
Except for one.
We asked around.
Except for Zangrilli.
Yeah, that's the time when you would normally visit, right? At dinner.
That's when you're talking. What is that?
You asked people, hey, did you go and shower after you golfed today?
I said, hey, is it common for people in the club to shower before dinner? And every single person was like, what? No. Some do, I mean, but not many. I've never seen it. I've never seen it or heard of it until Zangrilli texted me yesterday. And he put pressure on me, by the way. There was peer pressure. Because when I said, no, I don't need a locker or a shower facility, his response was, dirty bird for dinner? With a question mark.
So let me get this straight. I just want to make sure I understand this.
I'm sorry we've hijacked Bechtold's breakdown.
What a surprise.
Wait. So he ordered his food.
Yes.
Then went to shower.
Yes, he couldn't take it anymore. And that's why he wouldn't take off his hat.
And he had a hat on.
Yes.
To start, which broke the rules.
Yes.
So,
right.
So in other words, to me, if you leave after you ordered your food, you left to go shower, that's about as rude as anything you can possibly do. So he should never, ever, ever be allowed to tell anybody how they're supposed to act. And I mean, listen, the amazing, first of all, I mean, what was it like playing out there in that heat?
It was great.
Really?
Yeah, it was the type of course where a lot of it was shaded anyway,
mm-hmm.
And it's an awesome place. And Dan is a great golf. We had a bunch of laughs. We had a great time. But then the stuff hit the fan when it came to. We kept referring him like, I don't know. I felt a lot of pressure. And then when I got to dinner, I felt uncomfortable. Like I had done something wrong. And again, the great irony is he actually did do something wrong. He wore his hat into the dining room limit. See, I could have gotten him in big trouble.
Yeah, I guess it's not. I don't view it as that big of a deal, but I guess in a club setting,
he broke the rules.
Even a golf hat is not appropriate.
No hats. No hats in the nobody had a hat on.
Maybe that's why Zangrilli wanted to shower, make sure his hair looked nice.
So, well, no, he said he couldn't take it anymore. Like, he felt sticky and hot. That's why he wore the hat. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting there eating alone. I mean, it was unbelievable, Paul.
And you saw, please, I can't take it anymore.
I'll say this, Joe. You saw the photos I sent you from my golf round yesterday.
Oh, in the dark.
I think I found a cheat code.
What do you mean?
You know, when it's really hot out.
Golf at night.
Just wait till it's dark. But, of course, you got to go to Manor Valley, which is a great place, but they've got – and they just put brand-new lights, too. You know, like some of their lights last year were, you know, flickering and all that. They put brand-new lights up there.
I want to go there.
We got to do it. I'm telling you, listen, it was
– You played a round in it? Like a real round?
Well, I played 9 holes, but you could start – if you wanted to start on the back, you could get through, like, you know, and play – you know what I mean? You could start at the back a lot later than other places because – The front is on. So I played, you know, 9 holes. It was perfect because it was about 10 to 12 degrees cooler than it was when you played, right? And so, like, and now they have, you know, because they bought these new lights, they have the lights are on every night. You can go to Manor Valley, play night golf. So
if there's heat ropes, if there's heat waves,
I think I found a cheat code last night. I played at night.
That is incredible. I'm sorry, City Limits, but I think that was worth it.
I think it was. Texter, I knew Dan Z was weird.
And Pony and Bob wanted to paint me as the guy who was out of the social norm here.
The Bechtel breakdown for Friday, June 21st, 2024. We're going to go rapid fire Bob Nutting quotes from Noah Hiles, who will join us in the next segment, whenever that might be. Nutting was asked if there is a timeline when the organization would have a more concrete idea of how they will approach the trade deadline, and Nutting said, no, I think this may be a year where the deadline is a date. I'm not at all sure that we won't have opportunities well in advance of the deadline. I think we should be prepared to move early. I think we should be prepared to take advantage of opportunities when they arrive. I know Ben has the flexibility to look across a broader range of alternatives, options, but also a timeline of when it makes sense to strike.
You know what? I'm going to go with Pony here. I'm going to go with Pony from his show yesterday, and I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They actually have made significant moves. Everybody, it's a cliche around here. Oh, they would never do something like that. The last time the Pirates were actually in a playoff race, they made the biggest trade at the deadline for Chris Archer.
2018.
The first time they were in a playoff race in 20-some years, they went out and at the second deadline brought in Justin Morneau, who was a pretty big name, and Marlon Byrd, who helped them win a playoff game and was great down the stretch. So I'm not just going to sit here and say, oh, they're not going to do anything. I don't believe that. I actually believe they will do something of significance, Paul.
It all depends on what it is. That's all I'm telling you. I mean, I think they will do something, but I got to see what it is before I give them the benefit of the doubt. That's all.
They're going to make a move. It's just what is the importance or the overall
magnitude.
That's the word.
Yeah.
I knew it was magnitude.
I sensed that was the word, and that's why I jumped in.
Thank you.
It's not even about magnitude.
Well.
It's not even about that. It's about, all right, what are they doing? Who are they? Are they really identifying the real issue?
Bob Nutting.
Which to you is what? Offense?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but I mean, are they going to, you know, dumpster dive and basically try and take on, you know, a couple of guys that, or are they actually going to go out and try and get somebody that is a legitimate upgrade?
I think they will.
For what they're doing.
I won't automatically write them off from doing that.
Bob Nutting, when asked if the goal is to still compete for the playoffs, 100%, I think we've shown it's attainable. If you look at the results we've had from the mound, the pitching has been solid. We've had some very strong pitching performances. Obviously, we need more offense. We're a bottom-performing team in offensive production. You all know that as much as I do. We're fully aware of that. We know the areas that need to be improved. Some of that has to come from organic improvement from our players now. Has to. You've seen a couple bounce backs. We know it's true. How much of it comes from within the organization and outside the organization is exactly what Ben is working on.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
Sounds honest. Like, finally, you're telling us what we I pretty much want to hear without saying, like, yeah, we're going to go trade for Pete Alonso.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable he just uttered. Some of it does have to. I don't care who they get. I don't care if they go out and get, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. in his prime. Guys in their lineup already have to get better. Key Brian Hayes, for one. Even O'Neill Cruz.
Jack Sawinski.
If he's still in the lineup.
Michael A. Taylor.
Paul, what'd you think of that nutting quote?
Again, at least they know what the problem is. You know? But my thing is, here's the thing, Joe. If they go get a straight rental player, right? If it's somebody that helps them get to the playoffs this year, I don't care what they give up.
Yeah.
I don't. We have this mentality, again, the Pirates have a segment of their fan base who seem to be obsessed with whoever they have in the minor leagues and don't seem to really care if the Pirates win or lose games. To me, I don't care who's in the minor leagues. They're not helping the Pirates right now. So if you're going to trade one or two of those people to make your team better right now, that's what I'm interested in. Because you know what? You should be playing to try and win. We've talked about it a million times. With your six starting pitchers adding up to a total of $19 million, now is the time to strike.
Well, speaking of all this, by the way, the NOAA constrictor, Noah Hyles, will join us next. But back to Bechtold's breakdown.
Here's one more before we get into some of the other parts of the breakdown. Nutting, when asked if he and the franchise feel the need to maximize the window of opportunity with Skeens, Jones, and Keller in the rotation, quote, "It's incredibly important to do that. I think that is conscious. It's been put in place. I think we absolutely have Mitch intentionally covered over that time. We have Paul intentionally in that window, and Jared has been tremendous. To have that front of the rotation is an opportunity that we have to take advantage of." Pretty obvious and evident.
The question is, how will they go about that?
Exactly.
And again, I'm not willing to write off the idea that they will. I'm not willing to write that off. I have my doubts, like everybody else, but he's saying the right things.
All right. The Cardinals and Giants played a game. I don't know if you saw this. The game was on Fox yesterday.
Yes, I was watching it with Dan Zangrilli in the restaurant at Diamond Run.
Historic Rickwood Field.
Actually, I wasn't. I was alone at the table for an hour. But go ahead.
Because Dan went to shower.
Yes.
In Birmingham, Alabama, home to many of the greats of the Negro Leagues, they honored Willie Mays after he passed away earlier this week at 93. This is what fascinated me, Joe. I don't know if you saw this. In the fifth inning, Fox changed the broadcast to what it would look like in a 1954 broadcast, and also the audio changed.
Oh, my God.
So the picture changed. It, like, shrunk to, like, with the size of a small box TV that you'd have in your living room in the 50s. The audio sounded different. There were only, like, two cameras. There was no score bug, nothing that told you balls and strikes. It was only a couple graphics that flashed up occasionally. I wanted them to do it for, like, half the game. It looked awesome.
Yeah, I saw the highlights. That's something that Major League Baseball does right when they choose these different venues to go have games at, and I saw highlights of it. I have an emergency. My dog, Bailey, took one of my daughter's blueberry muffins out of her room because she left the door open again, and I'm getting a text that he ate the whole thing, including the paper around the muffin.
Ooh.
He'll be puking soon. Blueberry's bad for dogs, yes? Is that right?
I don't know. I know there are some foods they can't eat.
And definitely a bad idea to eat the paper.
Yeah, the paper's probably
According to a quick search, blueberries are a great low-calorie treat for dogs.
There you go.
Oh, really? I thought the lady who sold us to him or sold him to us told us no blueberries or grapes. Those are bad.
Maybe he's allergic.
Or chocolate.
Maybe he's allergic.
Grapes are bad. Grapes are very bad.
Grapes.
Chocolate, too.
Grapes and chocolate.
Yeah, this is a disaster.
I'll tell you this. Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
As somebody who's diabetic, grapes have lots of sugar in it, which is probably why they're bad for pets. Blueberries are considered one of the better fruits for diabetic to eat. Blueberries, raspberries, any of those berries.
All right. Good. I hope so.
So that's probably would make sense with what we're talking about.
Fair enough. The venue last night was awesome. Did you see highlights, Paul?
Yes, the Rickwood thing. Yes,
yeah,
that was
unbelievable.
Tremendous.
What should baseball try to do next? Like, when they've done
is that a good question?
They've done Field of Dreams. They've done Rickwood Field now. They've done in Williamsport. The Pirates played that game against, I think it was, who was it, St. Louis?
They did the Field of Dreams, that's right.
They've done Field of Dreams. They should do Field of Dreams every year.
I'll tell you what they should do. except I don't think it exists anymore. Paul mentioned the Natural earlier. War Memorial Stadium in Buffalo, where the Natural was filmed. Unfortunately, it's a pile of rubble right now. I don't know. That's a tough question where they should go next. Paul, any ideas? Should they do it in a football stadium?
Well, other than the A's, they do it. That's, I mean, that's the only stadium they do it in, but yeah,
Lambeau
that'd be cool.
Field? Lambeau Field for a baseball game.
Soldier Field for a Cubs-White Sox game?
Yes! Beaver Stadium for a Pirate game.
Pirates-Phillies at Beaver Stadium.
That would be, there you go, Pirates-Phillies at Beaver Stadium.
Let's give City Limits a hand. IT chipping with a hand here.
Do that.
There he goes. Yeah,
how
love it.
About,
I like that.
How about in a NASCAR stadium?
I like that, too. Up in the Poconos?
Poconos or Lowe's Motor Speedway. With 200, 150,000 people at the game.
Oh, I got one. Tigers, anybody. Tigers, Yankees at the Big House.
Yeah.
Oh,
why
baby.
Not have it in a football stadium?
I don't know. Could you? Can they do that?
Yeah.
Would it fit
logistically, dimensions-wise, questionable. It would depend on if the field could be moved in terms of stands and everything like that, or if it's all compressed in. But
what about? Like a famous concert venue, like Red Rocks Park or the Greek Theater.
Or Star Lake.
Star Lake, the Pirates.
No. Come out and see the Pirates play the Reds at Star Lake this weekend. If you think concerts, it's hard to get in there for 2 hours beforehand.
That would
with
be
parking
incredible.
And traffic, just wait till you see this.
What if they did it? I'm trying to think. Now you really have me thinking. The best arenas and stadiums in America. You ready for this? Yeah, see, you can't have it, obviously, indoors at an arena, right?
Why not?
Hey, you could, I guess.
In PPG Paints Arena.
An indoor baseball game? Next.
Yeah, I don't think that would work in that type of venue. All right, Cam Hayward had a Q&A yesterday with fans that went on for a while, a couple hours. And one thing Hayward said earlier is if he'd leave, he'd leave the Steelers, whatever, he wants to keep playing, he'd go to Cleveland. And somebody asked him about that, if he would actually go to Cleveland if things didn't work out in Pittsburgh. Hayward responded, "Bro, I ain't going to Cleveland. My wife about threw up when she saw the report. It was a joke in passing."
That's because Cabali didn't make it clear it was a joke. And
clearly
then
not.
For the first time in his life, got angry when people called him out on it.
Cabali's been getting a lot of flack.
He has. He's been taking heat lately.
The
Do we have his angry clip? Do we have the Cabali angry clip?
Cabali angry clip.
Maybe you weren't here for that.
Monday?
Yeah. First time he ever became angry.
Did you see the one guy that took him to task on social media?
No, what did he say?
Oh, it was funny.
Oh, here we go.
It was a joke.
That's Cabali. I love that.
All right, let me see if I can find this real quick.
It's the only time I've ever heard him mad. He's a very jolly man, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, with his Portview Bulldogs.
A very
hat.
Jolly yeah. man, he says.
He's Here a good
we go.
Man.
This guy named Fields Betta. Whatever that means.
A Twitter account.
Omar Khan went on radio today to completely refute everything Cabali just said about Justin Fields. And this is the trusted insider that every media outlet relies on.
Oh, no, that's going too
Casuals
far.
Casuals roasting Fields over some assessment from a dude who can't show up at OTAs unless a golf cart is there.
Oh.
He's got a picture of Cabali.
That's
wow.
too much.
That's mean.
Go back to the Cabali. Let's have Cabali coming back at this guy. Right
it
now.
Was a joke.
All right, next.
All right, City.
Paul, don't you think that guy went too far when you bring out the golf cart on Cabali because he has two torn Achilles?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah, we'll save City Connect weekend for next week. So Monday was the 30th anniversary of June 17th, 1994. You know what that was. Arnold Palmer's last U.S. Open, the NBA Finals, Ken Griffey hitting home run number 30 to tie Babe Ruth. Early in the season, the Rangers had their Stanley Cup parade and the O.J. chase in Los Angeles. What do you remember most from that day? And is there a day that's more iconic based off of all the sports factored in? Football, baseball, hockey, and basketball. Will we ever see any day like this again, or has there been something that's rivaled it?
My God, I hope not, considering there's only one thing I remember from that day, and that's OJ.
Yeah.
One thing. Paul?
Yeah.
I think to myself, like, who would be
is that your very only insightful comment on that?
What?
Who would be the equivalent of OJ in, like, today's modern-day sports world?
Wait, re-ask the question to Paul. All these things happened on June 17th, was it?
June 17th, 1994, 30 years ago Monday.
Tell us everything that happened.
It was Arnold Palmer's last U.S. Open. It was at Oakmont, too.
Don't remember it.
The NBA Finals with the Knicks and the Rockets. It was interrupted by the O.J. chase
on
NBC.
The only reason I remember it is O.J. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. hit his 30th home run. It was hit in Kansas City, I think, and it tied Babe Ruth for the quickest to accomplish 30 in the season.
Don't remember it.
Without the O.J. chase, it's a day that nobody would ever have thought of again.
No?
That's the point. That's why when you said all you can think of is O.J., I said, yeah. Yeah.
Is it one of those where were you when type of days in sports for you?
Because of that.
Because of OJ.
Because of the chase.
I don't remember Arnold Palmer's last U.S. Open.
They made a whole
Open
documentary on the day itself?
They did, on the day itself.
Yeah,
ESPN did a 30 for 30.
Stupid documentary. Nothing, I mean.
I watched it Monday morning. I thought it was great.
I'm sorry, Sadie Limits.
That's okay.
I went too far.
I hurt your feelings.
Just like the guy after Kabbalah.
I hurt your feelings.
Or our good friend, what's his name?
It was a joke.
There we go. Our good friend, go to the bathroom and don't come back guy. Why can't I remember his name?
Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly Adams, yeah. Yes. So it's City Connect weekend at PNC Park. The Pirates are
I don't even know. What does that mean?
Yeah,
I keep hearing that. What does it mean?
I don't. So they're giving away Andrew McCutchen's City Connect bobbleheads.
Who is City Connect?
City Connect is the gold jerseys that they wear.
But what is it? Who made them?
You know how everybody has an alternate jersey now based on their city?
I've seen them, but who made it City Connect Weekend? Is there a company called City Connect?
No,
Major League Baseball is connecting with the city.
Yeah, which is why the Pirates have PGH jerseys.
Which is why these jerseys, if you look at them, they all have like some of them. What was the one that they played a few weeks ago where they had like the skyscrapers on
Toronto.
Toronto has a new one. And the building, the City Connect for the Pirates, if you look at the way that the block letters are, isn't one supposed to be the Cathedral of Learning and one's...
One is the bridge. It seems too much to keep track of. The question is...
It's like a joke that you have to explain. If you have to explain all this, what are we doing?
Yeah, a lot of people don't like the City Connect jerseys. I think they're okay. The question is, what is the best Pirate alternate jersey or throwback you want to see them wear again?
1971 World Series.
They used to wear them on Sundays. White jerseys
with the black lettering and the gold trim, all that. Those things are unbelievably sharp. You picture Clemente, Stargell, Sanguian, Blass, Robertson, Cash, all those guys. Paul? Oliver.
Right. I mean, Al Oliver.
Richie Hebner.
We could just like do
Bob
a whole
Moose.
Segment. Yeah. We could just do a whole segment naming all of the great Pirates or all of the great Pirate names or all the memories of the Pirates.
Let's see who can name the worst Pirates. You go first, and then we'll all go through here. Are you ready?
Aki Iwamura. End of discussion.
Who was that? Jimmy Anderson.
Travis Ishikawa. Are we just naming random Pirates?
Matt Diaz.
Random bad Pirates.
Matt Diaz.
Lonnie Chisenhall.
Lonnie Chisenhall. That was tremendous.
Austin Hedges.
Doug Frobel.
Jeremy Burnett.
Archimedes Caminero.
Oh, boy.
Remember him? He couldn't throw a strike. He threw 100. It's like it's somebody's head or out of the next
first
batter's
round
box.
Pick, the first round pick pitcher from like about 2002 or 3 that was just a total.
Which one? They were all busts.
Remember Mark Appel?
Jimmy, the guy, yeah, Mark Appel, the guy they made the first pick overall.
Brian
Bullinger.
Bullington or something?
Bullington. Yeah. It should be where we only get 3 seconds, and then we have to pass. Another horrible Pirate, Brian Bixler.
Vin Mazzaro. He was okay.
There's so
he
many.
He sucked.
Yeah,
Austin Hedges.
I said him.
Oh, sorry. I can't.
Adam LaRoche.
Andy LaRoche.
Xavier Cedeno. Was he the shortstop?
Yes.
Ronnie Cedeno.
Ronnie Cedeno. Yeah.
Yes. He was
horrific.
Was Rob Mikulviak any good other than the one home run he hit?
Well, the doubleheader he had when his kid was born. But other
Will
than that,
Craig.
Not much.
Will Craig.
Adam Heisdew.
There you go.
Rowdy Tellez for a couple months until now.
Yes.
Where he's become Babe Ruth in June. Him and Brian Reynolds take off in June.
We could sit here for, this would be like our marathon from last week.
Oh,
we could sit here for 26 hours and do these.
You just think of random pirate. Remember Kai Tom from a couple years ago?
Oh, my God.
How about round tripper Bob Kipper?
Max Moroff?
Max Moron. I remember that.
Who was some of those other guys that they had? There's somebody that I can picture, but I can't say his name right now. I just cannot think of it. The shortstop that they had that nobody liked.
Which one?
Yeah.
All right, we have to move on here. Anything else? We have to get to the NOAA Constrictor.
Yes, we've
got a little bit of breaking news real quick. Carmen Majewski will start tonight. But go
cool.
ahead.
Followed by Ortiz, I imagine.
Assuming that's the plan, yes.
That's work.
We'll probably,
ask the Ortiz,
yeah.
We'll ask the NOAA Constrictor.
Yeah, I like that idea. All right, is that it for the Bechtold breakdown?
Yeah, the only other note I had was that the catch for Willie Mays was in 1954. And the Pirates were 53-101 that year. The Steelers played in the NFL East division.
Oh.
And the Penguins were -13 years old when Willie Mays made the catch in the 1954 World Series where the Giants swept.
Man, am I glad you mentioned that, because as I was writing my Willie Mays column the other day, I just wondered, was there any Pittsburgh, like, did the Pirates want him? Paul, you know Sam Shulo, right? Over at Pitt?
Yes.
Pitt historian type guy?
Yes, Sam Shulo.
Really smart guy.
Yeah.
He's written books on Pitt. Listen to this. He said Mays' second wife was from Homewood and was a Pitt graduate. Wilt Chamberlain set them up. How about that? And then he said, coming out of high school, before the advent of the amateur draft, the Pirates had a chance to sign Willie Mays, but passed. A Pirate scout thought Mays most likely projected as a pitcher. Can you imagine if they had taken Mays and he was in an outfield with Clemente? Well, you don't even need a third outfielder. You put those two out there and you use the other guy at a different position. He was an excellent football player, and his father thought perhaps he should go to Pitt and play quarterback. Listen to these Pittsburgh connections with Willie Mays. Can you believe this?
Pretty wild.
Thank you,
Pretty
City
cool.
Limits.
Thank you.
And thank you to Sam Shulo. Poor Noah Hiles, he just tweeted out that he's going to be joining us. He didn't know it would only be for 10 seconds.
Oh, man, he'll be joining us at some point. Here we go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Bob Walk, top of the hour, but right now, Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette, the NOAA Constrictor. He was there when Bob Nutting spoke today. How would you summarize? Oh, there he is on 93.7thefan.com. Look at this guy, Paul. Handsome devil, isn't he?
He looks good.
Yeah, he looks great. How would you summarize the Bob Nutting? How many people were there, and what did he have to say, and what did you make of it?
In one word, I'd summarize it as surprising. In these instances, you show up hoping to get quotes like this as a beat reporter. You show up to, you know, the business news side of things, which was a partnership with Sheetz that's going to be a jersey patch. That's why we were there. It was me. Jason Mackey was also here from the Post-Gazette, and then Kevin Gorman was with the Trib. So it was just the three of us. So not a lot of media there. And he made some time to talk to us. We asked a couple questions about the business side of things. And then we thought maybe we'd get one or two questions in about the deadline. Didn't know what to expect from that. And what ended up happening is we got a good 5 minutes of honest conversation from him about how he fully intends to help this club reach the postseason. That's what I got from him. He echoed that that's the goal this year. And he said before, whenever he feels the club is within reach of the postseason, extra financial resources will be allocated. And he says he feels like we're there.
So you're reporting that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will be on the Pirates by the end of the weekend.
I am not reporting that, but I do think this is a significant comment to come from him, because you look at the National League right now, there's like two games that separate nine teams for these wild card spots. And eventually someone's going to have to get aggressive and make a move to separate themselves from the pack. And a lot of people have obviously highlighted the Pirates as a team that could do that because of this pitching staff. They have obvious needs that even Nutting highlighted. He said that the offense needs to be better. And he said part of that's got to come from guys already within the organization. And it's on, and then he put it on Charrington. He said, you know, it's Ben's job to go out there and get the necessary pieces. So I think those were pretty significant comments with the deadline being a little over a month away that he said, you know, we might not even need to wait until late July to go get it. We need to identify opportunities and act upon them.
Yeah, now that I think about it, does Nutting usually talk about baseball matters in season? Off the top of my head, it doesn't seem like it. It seems like this was unusual for him to have public comments, you know, before the trade deadline. So I guess the next question is, does talk turn to action? And if so, in what form, Noah? You expecting a big fish? You expecting an upgrade to the offense of any form? What do you expect will happen?
I expect an upgrade. I think that's the big question now, is how big of an upgrade? Is it going to be a rental? And what kind of rental will it be? Because there are guys like a Kevin Pillar available who are having a strong offensive season right now. But, you know, let's be real. He's not the same type of name that a Vlad Jr. would be, or a Luis Robert would be. So there are a lot of options there. It's just how aggressive will they be and what are they willing to part ways with to, as Nutting said, maximize this window of opportunity. But I do think moves will be made. It's just a question of when and how aggressive. If I had to, you know, guess, I think it will be something that will make the club better, but I don't anticipate it being as big of a splash as, say, you know, like the Archer deal was more than a couple years ago now, but that's the last time this team was competitive around the deadline.
Well, you know, real quickly, because I have not seen anywhere where it's been written, and maybe I'm missing it. Do we know how much money this Sheets deal is bringing the Pirates?
We don't. And Bob actually was asked about that and talked about it, because we said, you know, like we asked, does this new Sheets money help for adding payroll? And he said, honestly, you know, they would have had the same flexibility before and after this deal. And they were kind of planning things out well before this whole thing came to be. And they're looking on a broader horizon, was the quote that he used. So I don't know how much money this brings in. I don't even know when the money would come in. I don't know if that would start today because the patch is on the uniform for today's game, or if this is something that would begin next month, next year, whatever. I think that Bob's comments were based off of what he said previously, where once this team he feels is competitive and can make a push, that he will invest further into it.
Noah, we appreciate it, man. On short notice, joining us just for a quick update there, and we'll be coming back to you for Pirate stuff as we move closer to the deadline. That's the Noah Constrictor. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Noah Hiles, read his stuff at postgazette.com. Coming up, Bob Walk. Man, I have a lot of questions for him on Pirates pitchers, on this bullpen game tonight, on a lot of things, Pirates.